Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Will, do you want the good or the bad? We'll save the bad for a moment. Let's start with the good. I cash on UConn, minus the 6.5 against Purdue in the national championship game. Congrats to all the Husky players, coaches, and fans. Oh my, you have a special, special basketball team. That was an impressive run in the NCAA tournament. I should have been betting on you the entire time. I'll kick myself over that for a long time. But congrats once again to UConn on back-to-back national championships. So I end up going 6-0 in the final four games. I went 3-0 in the women's final four. I go 3-0 in the men's final four. Yes, it was chalky, but it all worked out for me. So that was a good finish to the college basketball season. Then the podcast finishes the year. Listen to these numbers. 383 and 326. So I end up hitting 54% for the season, and I win 22.1853 units for the year on men's college basketball here on the podcast. So it was an up and down year, good non-conference season, bad early start to the conference season, but heated up there in March, finished strong. I'll take the end result. Then when you factor in the blog plays where I bet every single first half under in conference tournament action and NCAA tournament action, along with every single side, I made over 30 units there as well. So when you add up the entire college basketball season for me, I make over 50 units. That's a good year. I'll take years like that every single time. Now, let's talk about the bad. Major League Baseball on Monday, egg on my face. I go 1-4, and I deserved it. I was overly aggressive. 5+ money plays? That's craziness. I should never be doing something like that. One came back to bite me big time. I could have taken the winner on the under 4.5 between Seattle and Toronto, but no, I get overly aggressive. I go for the plus money under 3.5. It finishes at 4, so that cost me a winning ticket. I had the Marlins and the Yankees, first 5 under 3.5. Well, I thought I was going to actually cash the ticket. It's nothing in the bottom of the fourth, but the Yankees put up a big crooked number, 2 3-run homers in the bottom of the fourth. They score 6 runs, and I lose the ticket. I had the Tigers first 5 money line at Pittsburgh. Never had a chance there. I get beat badly. I had the Dodgers first 5 team total over 2.5 runs. This was a huge mistake on my part. Should have pulled it off my card because on Sunday, if you remember right, I was backing Bailey Ober for the Twins. Yes, I was betting on him on Sunday against the Guardians. Well, you flip the game because they get rained out. He then pitches on Monday. I flip the handicap because he's facing the Dodgers and not the Guardians. But Ober's the key guy to the handicap. I shouldn't have flipped. I should have just pulled off the play. Instead, Ober beats me. He gives the effort that I expected on Sunday, but it comes on Monday, and I lose the ticket on it. So yes, the rain in Minneapolis probably cost me a couple units because I would have likely cashed on him Sunday with that type of effort, and then who knows what would have happened on Monday. Yes, I'm crying over spilt milk, but I got to get over it. I do cash one ticket. I had the Reds first 5 over 2.5. They score a ton of runs against the Brew Crew, and I get that ticket home. But that's how it goes. A 2-4 day, I lose over 2 units. And now we'll try to bounce back here on Tuesday. No college basketball to fall back on, so it's all Major League Baseball for me. Let's start with an early money line. I believe it's an afternoon game in Boston. I'm going to back the Baltimore Orioles on the money line, minus the 130 at the Boston Red Sox. So it's Corbin Burnes going for the O's. Still getting used to saying that. I still miss him in a Brew Crew uniform. 2.31 ERA and a 0.86 whip on the season, a 3.39 ERA and a 1.07 whip last year. Red Sox hitters are a career 143 against him. He's one of the best in the business with a career 3.25 ERA. Meanwhile, it's Brian Bayo going for the Bo Sox a 5.40 ERA, and a 1.10 whip this season, a 4.24 ERA, and a 1.34 whip last season. I do love the O-Sticks. I think they'll make some noise today at a hitter-friendly park. So give me Baltimore on the money line, minus the 130 at Boston. Next up on the card, it's a first five run line, and I'm on the LA Dodgers, minus the half a run, at my Minnesota Twins at the minus 130. So it's Tyler Glasnow going for the Dodgers. He's made three starts already this season, a 3.18 ERA and a 0.88 whip. A 3.53 ERA and a 1.08 whip last season with the Tampa Bay Rays. The Twins have now lost five of six games, scoring 2-1, 2-2, and 0 in the losses. Well, I don't expect tonight to be any easier for the Twinkies bats. Louis Varland goes for Minnesota. He gave up three runs over four innings at Milwaukee in his only start this season. He had a 4.63 ERA and a 1.22 whip last season. Pitching edge is significant tonight, so give me the Dodgers on the first five-run line, minus the half a run at Minnesota at the minus 130. Next up on the card for you, it's a run line, full-game run line here. It's the Arizona Diamondbacks, minus the 1.5 at Colorado at the minus 125. So Merrill Kelly looks to end the skid for the D-backs, a surprising skid here for Arizona. A 1.98 ERA and a 0.66 whip after two starts against the Rockies and the Yankees this season. The Rockies are 42 for 184 against him. That's a 2.28 batting average against. Kelly made two starts at Colorado last season. He had no trouble at Coors, six innings and one run, and then six innings and two runs allowed. So I'll take a repeat of that anytime. Cal Quantrill get the ball today for the Rockies. Nine innings pitched this year, nine runs allowed with 18 base runners. Those metrics are not good. Last year for the Guardians, he had a 5.24 ERA and a 1.46 whip. The D-backs scored 32 runs in the opening series against Colorado. I think the bats will heat up tonight. So give me Arizona on the run line, minus the 1.5 at Colorado at the minus 125.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Next up on the card, it's another run line play. Full game run line again. It's the Texas Rangers, minus the 1.5 against the Oakland Athletics at the minus 105. So top of the rotation for the Rangers, it's Nathan Eovaldi. He has a 1.38 ERA and a 0.77 whip after two starts. 3.63 ERA, 1.14 whip last season, four straight years with a sub-4 ERA. Oakland struggles to score. They rank 27th in the majors, averaging three runs per game. Meanwhile, the Rangers are a top-five offense, and they can score. Alex Wood gets the call for Oakland, a 9.72 ERA, a 1.92 whip so far this season, a 4.33 ERA, and a 1.43 whip last season. Minus 105 to fade the A's with Eovaldi on the bump. Well, with some of the best bats supporting him, you can sign me up for that one. Give me the Texas Rangers, minus the 1.5, over the Oakland Athletics at the minus 105. Got a couple nerfies here for you to wrap up my card. I have the Seattle Mariners at the Toronto Blue Jays at the minus 115. It's George Kirby going for the Mariners. 6 2/3 scoreless innings in his first start against Boston, but then he was rocked by Cleveland in a second start, giving up eight runs over just 3 2/3 innings. 3.35 ERA and a 1.04 whip last season. It's Chris Bassitt getting the call for the Blue Jays. He gave up five runs to the Rays and four runs to the Astros in his first couple starts this year. He had a 3.60 ERA and a 1.18 whip last season. Bassitt, I think, should be better tonight. So let's get the first six outs without a run. Give me the Mariners and the Blue Jays, a nerfie at the minus 115. Going back to my regret for the Monday card, by the way, the two first five unders I played was Seattle, Toronto, and Miami, New York. I mentioned I liked the Nerfies in those games. They both would have cashed, but once again, I got aggressive chasing that plus money. My next Nerfy on the card, it's the Houston Astros at the Kansas City Royals at the minus 110. So it's Cole Reagans towing the rubber for the Royals, a 1.46 ERA and a 0.89 whip in his first two starts of the season. Last year, after being acquired from Texas, he had a 2.64 ERA and a 1.07 whip with the Royals. So really good numbers. Astros sticks are 17 for 77 against him. That's a .221 batting average against. Meanwhile, it's Christian Javier on the bump for the Astros. 11 innings, no runs allowed this season with a 1.00 whip. Last year, he was a little shaky, a 4.56 ERA and a 1.27 whip. Away from home, well, this is one's going to keep me up at night tonight. He had a 5.17 ERA. But I don't think he'll give up a run in the first tonight. Yes, I got tongue-tied there. Please, no runs in the first. I'm on the Astros and the Royals, a Nerfy at the minus 110. Then Coda Capper Kyle sent in some plays here for Tuesday. He's got five games on the card that he wants to share. He has the Detroit Tigers on the money line, plus the 107 at Pittsburgh. He has Baltimore and Boston under the 8.5 at a minus 115. He has Houston on the money line at a minus 125 at Kansas City. He has St. Louis on the money line at a plus 110 against Philadelphia. And he has the Los Angeles Angels on the money line at a plus 110 against Tampa Bay. So let's recap my card for Tuesday. You'll notice I went from five plays at all plus money on Monday to six plays here today, all laying juice. So here we go. Money line, I'm on Baltimore, minus the 130 at Boston. First five run line, I'm on the Los Angeles Dodgers, minus the half a run at Minnesota at the minus 130. Run line, I'm on the Arizona Diamondbacks, minus the 1.5 at Colorado at the minus 125. Run line, I'm on the Texas Rangers, minus the 1.5 against the Oakland Athletics at the minus 105. Nerfy number one, I'm on the Mariners and the Blue Jays, minus the 115. Nerfy number two, I'm on the Astros and the Royals, minus the 110. So that's my card for a Tuesday. As always, everyone, enjoy the games and manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.